Transient Behavior of 3 Su-UMA Type Dwarf Novae, AR PIC, QWSR and V521 PEG, by Eileen Shigeti et al. Changes in the supercycle lengths of some Su-UMA type dwarf novae have been detected by other studies, and indicate that the mass transfer rates noticeably decrease over time. We investigated the supercycle lengths of 3 Su-UMA type dwarf novae, AR PIC, QWSR and V521 PEG, to determine if they have detectable changes in their supercycles. We present the results of optical spectroscopic and photometric observations of these sources. Our observations were conducted in 2016 and 2017 at the Boyden Observatory and the Sutherland Station of the South African Astronomical Observatory. The quiescent results indicated that all three sources are typical Su-UMA type dwarf novae. We also present results of AR PIC and QWSR in outburst and of V521 PEG during a precursor outburst and super outburst. Light curves were supplemented by the Catalina Real-Time Transient Survey, the ASAS-3 and ASASSN archives, and the AAVSO International Database in order to investigate the long-term behavior of these sources. Our results combined with cataloged properties for all short-period dwarf novae, shows a possible relationship between the supercycle time in Su-UMA systems and their orbital periods, which is interpreted as the decline in the mass transfer rate as systems evolve toward and away from the period minimum. At the shortest orbital periods, Su-UMA systems are almost indistinguishable from WZSGE systems. However, we propose that the scale height between the secondary's photosphere and L1 may be a factor that distinguish the Su-UMA subclasses. This was Transient Behavior of 3 Su-UMA Type Dwarf Novae, AR PIC, QWSR and V521 PEG, by Eileen Shigeti et al.